studio with me today is Meredith Stoops, who is the Director of Service Learning at Benedictine College. And she graduated from BC.
I did.
Didn't you?
I sure did.
All right. And now you're doing great things for our community.
That's what they tell me.
Meredith spoke to our real estate group the other day, and I thought, This is such a cool project that she's doing. It's called, is it Gift Pulse? Is that what it's called, Meredith?
GiftPulse.com is the name of this website.
The website that you're doing. But more importantly than that, she's kind of coordinating the Benedictine students to just do great things in our community, the way they always do, under a coordinated effort. Tell me a little bit about your job and what you're doing.
Sure. Sure. So I am the Director of Service Learning at Benedictine. Uh-huh. So in short, my role is to help students find academically relevant service opportunities in the community. So I spend a good deal of time working with faculty about, okay, what kind of classes and what are the goals of the classes that they're teaching that they want to use this service learning in. Uh-huh. And also a lot of time in the community, spending time with agencies and nonprofits and schools, learning about how our students might be able to help out. And when there's a match between those, we connect students to help them learn through serving in the community.
And, you know, and we were talking a little bit before on the air, you know, one of the things that Genealogy Society at the library, I wouldn't have thought of that, but they need volunteers for data entry, for research.
Mm-hmm, and, that's right.
And what an interesting arena for students to come into.
Yes. Yes. We work with a diverse variety of
it's all over, isn't it?
So we work with all sorts of agencies in town, with a number of the schools. We work with Boys and Girls Club, Catholic Charities. We've had students work with Live Well, Live Atchison, and I prefer whenever possible to have our students partner within the Atchison area. And we have a lot of growing partnerships in that.
Yeah, and we, Teresa McInerney and Elizabeth Collins and I are on the same board. And I know we've had students come in and even help small businesses with maybe their marketing or some of the things that they need.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, we are so blessed to have Benedictine as part of our community, because it gives a whole different aspect to our community and a whole bunch of new ideas, and that ambition, that excitement, all of the things that go along with being youthful.
Right. And our students have so much that they can learn from those in the Atchison area too, who have really wide experience and also just their expertise in their fields. It's really
It's kind of win-win for everybody.
It really, that's the idea. Yeah, that's the idea, and that's our goal. So it's really an honor to be able to put our students in contact with such dedicated, talented people here in the community as well.
Well, and I know you've established partnerships with Project Atchison and Atchison Child Care with my dear friend Carrie Sowers, that I love so much. And I know you're working with Ms. Purdue with Habitat for Humanity.
Yes.
So you're kind of all over the place, which is great.
Yes.
But one of the challenges when you're doing so many things is that coordination and that organization.
That's
and
right.
That's kind of where this Gift Pulse comes in,
right,
isn't it?
Exactly. So, yes, so we have, for a couple of years now, Benedictine has been on the lookout for a way to help organize the many service opportunities that our students participate in.
Uh-huh.
And so over the past couple of years, like I say, I've been looking out for, you know, different options. And one of the ones we came across is this site, givepulse.com. It's a national site. I think it started in Texas.
But you can use it. You mentioned, when Meredith was showing it, she said, but if I wanted to do something to improve the area in Chicago,
exactly,
which is where you're from,
yep,
because it's a nationwide gift source, And it has so much more than that,
right?
It shows you how to organize an event.
Yes, exactly.
How to ask for volunteers for the event.
Right,
it's a tremendous website.
Yes. So the idea is that students. It originally started with the idea of, okay, how can we help students find and document their service learning and extracurricular service opportunities as well. And the one that we came across, like I said, is the one that we decided upon is GivePulse. And one of the great benefits is that it's free for anyone to just sign up and make an account to have that the basic access mm-hmm. level of the site, which is really powerful even in mm-hmm. itself. Anybody can sign up, make an account, find volunteering opportunities, post volunteering opportunities on behalf of their a nonprofit they work with, or maybe they're on the board for something. So yeah, we have everyone, all the students and employees at Benedictine College already have an account that they just need to claim, and we're helping people learn how to do that. But anybody in the community can create an account for themselves as a volunteer, or use that same account to promote service opportunities through the commitments they have too.
That is, and then if they just Google up Gift Pulse.
Yeah, it will pop up. Yes. So yeah, that's GivePulse.com, GivePulse.com.
And so once they're in there, they can look for opportunities mm-hmm. or they can set up an account
yep.
to create opportunities.
Yes, that's correct. So we have, you mentioned, right, Miss Abby Perdue with mm-hmm. the Riverbend Habitat for Humanity. She has been using that to share about different volunteer opportunities through Habitat for Humanity. And so we have had Benedictine students help through that, mm-hmm. but also other people in the community who want to help out can do that as well through that. And she can post those things directly. It doesn't cost her a dime, and put all sorts of details, and you can sign up through there too. So you can post the opportunity, you can register for the opportunity, you can contact your volunteers through that. You can also, for as a volunteer, you can see what things you've done in the past. You know, it keeps track of that for you, but mm-hmm. also as an organization, as a volunteer organization, or as a company that does volunteer things together as well,
right.
You can see as a whole what the volunteer picture looks like at your institution or your organization. So maybe mm-hmm. a company you have as a goal, as a company, we want all together to have a certain number of service hours, you know, whether as a group or individually, and you can manage that through this site mm-hmm. and people can share their experiences that they're doing, maybe not connected with your company, but they share those volunteer opportunities back with their workplace, and that can all add to a total, and you can have kind of friendly competitions about, you know, service as well. And you can, as a volunteer organization, or, you know, let's say for Habitat for Humanity, then a person in charge of that can go through and see all the volunteers they've had, kind of what that looks like, and get back in contact with them or invite people through that platform. So it's a way to see, you know, okay, how many hours have we had from the community members and how many community members, you know, if we have 1,000 hours, is that 100 people, you know, or is that 1,000 people with 1 hour, you know? So it really helps to kind of get a better feel for who all's at the table with that.
Well, and one of the things too, because when Susan Myers has been involved with Habitat for Humanity for a mm-hmm. long time.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we looked at with that was, how do we find people who are in need?
Right.
And yes. maybe they're of a certain age mm-hmm. or they have a disability.
Sure.
Something that they need some help.
Sure.
And if you have a neighbor or if you need help, you can go online
yes.
and contact you or someone with Benedictine.
Right.
In order to have somebody come over and maybe it's helping you trim your bushes back
mm-hmm.
or getting,
right.
getting things ready as far as, you know, if you're in need, that's something that you can register for as well, isn't it?
Right. And that's something that you can do not just through contacting Benedictine, though we do have students that help with those kind of needs too.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to hearing about those opportunities. But also, let's say, you know, you can go on and many of the organizations have on their Give Pulse page an option to submit an event. So maybe you know someone who does need that kind of assistance,
mm-hmm.
And maybe you could go to, for example, Benedictine College, and there's a submit event one mm-hmm. on our page, and you could say, hey, like, we really need this kind of help, or maybe it would be more appropriate for you as that neighbor helper to contact, maybe it is Habitat for Humanity, or
right.
maybe it is, you know, it could be Project Concern or
right.
Catholic Charities, and they can either help you get in touch with their direct services that they offer or with volunteer things through their agency as well.
And even one of the things that I liked about it is when you're organizing an event, you can go online and it's like, well, did you get this done and this done and
right,
this done?
Yes.
Which if folks haven't done a lot of event organization, it's an extremely helpful tool
in
putting together the logistics of that.
Yes, exactly. It takes you through a little template of, okay, you know, time, place. Do you want to have one shift, one entire shift of volunteer time, or do you want to break it down into, okay, maybe you have 8 hours of a volunteer experience where you need help, but you can break it down into, you know, 4 2-hour segments, or you can do that there. You can also do parking details, you know, you can, many times we're just so familiar with the places where we work or volunteer and we just say, oh, come volunteer. And then someone's like, I don't know where to park or what door to go in or, you know, so it prompts you to think about these different things or, you know, what to bring or you can also, one of my favorite features on this site is that you as an organization can upload your own liability documents or photo releases or just other information that you want. You can have people agree to those online that you customize that yourself. And yeah, I mean, you can put what kind of, you can sort of specify what kind of event it is, what kind of causes this addresses. Maybe it's animal care for animals, or maybe it's at-risk youth, or and you as a volunteer also can sort of customize your profile and search for opportunities according to those particular interests and passions that you have.
And I want my listeners to think outside the box. One of the things that we struggle with the Lancaster Saddle Club is volunteers. And I think I'm the horse contact for Benedictine because every time there's a student that wants to do horseback riding or something, I'm the contact that they get in touch with. But that would be a great service project because we always need help at those shows. And if you're involved with horses or had horses and that. So think outside the box. It doesn't necessarily have to be the big dogs in town. It can also be some different organizations that may need some help.
And
let me, if they want to get in touch with you, Meredith, or how do they do that?
Sure. Well. So first of all, there's two good ways to contact me. I'm going to give my phone number and my email, and then I will also share about ways to learn more about this in addition to contacting me directly. So my email is mstoops@benedictine.edu. That's M as in Meredith, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, O-O, P as in Patrick, S as in Sam, @benedictine.edu. And my phone number is 913-360-7227. That's 913-360-7227. And so feel free to contact me because there's at least two ways that you as an individual or as an organizer of volunteer opportunities can learn more. We offer, every other week, we offer trainings on the Benedictine campus for students, but we welcome nonprofits or just community members to come to that too. We have a half hour intro session just about how do you use this? How do you make an account? You know, what can you do with this? And then there's a separate one that's about an hour long for people to learn the behind the scenes administrative features of that. So that's available every other week, just a standing opportunity. So we just had one just yesterday. And so the next one will be on the 30th. That's Wednesday afternoons. And so we have those, but also we're more than happy to come to your place of work. You know, if you're as an employer trying to foster a sense of service and volunteerism in your organization, we're happy to come help you learn how to do that through the GivePulse platform. Or if you're looking to get volunteers for things, I'm more than willing to come and help you learn the ropes a little bit. And there's lots of really great online resources as well for that.
Give us that telephone number one more time, Meredith, so that people can get in touch with you.
Sure. That phone number is 913-360-7227.
Meredith, this has been a joy. I applaud you for all the hard work you're doing.
Thank you.
And the Benedictine students that that are so service-oriented to make our community even a better place. And, you know, we talked before we went on the air that you love working in Atchison.
I do.
Because you feel like you can get things done. It's the type of a community you can get things done.
And, yes.
So anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
Louise. And pass it along to all those wonderful Benedictine
students. I will. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. And remember, call me for everything real estate, 367-3116.